This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermont is a small state where many people know each other, and its neighborliness often breeds a sense of trust. But when it comes to computer and email security, this could also pose a problem. Essex Town employees were recently scammed when some sent emails asking for personal data about employees, and town staff replied without verifying who actually sent those emails, and it caused a big data breach. The town of Wilmington recently had their website hacked. Well, to learn more about what kinds of email and security scams are occurring in Vermont, we're speaking with Zach Colgan, a senior engineer who works for ClearBearing, an IT company in the state. And Zach, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, first off, even though you were not involved in analyzing the Essex Town email breach in that situation, can you give us an idea about this kind of email phishing, and this is P-H-I-S-H, nothing to do with the band, by the way, phishing scams that might have looked like this?
We see this fairly often where an organization will get an email, and the email will appear to be from somebody that they are familiar with, somebody that might work for that organization. And when I say that, I mean it shows up in their inbox as if the email had come from, you know, say, their boss. So the email might show up as coming from Zach Colgan, but in actuality, the email comes from some, you know, Gmail address or Yahoo address. And what makes the phishing attacks successful is that they're targeted at the organization and they're well written.
Now, this is something that sounds very different and more sophisticated than, you know, what's become sort of that cliche of, you know, those emails people would get from a Nigerian prince, you know, someone claiming to be that and, you know, send me some money because I need your help. This is obviously much more sophisticated. How is it that the folks who wrote those emails know about these personal people within the companies, that they've done some research or what? How is that happening?
I mean, the most common thing is either to go to that organization's website. You know, in this case, they might have a list of officials that work for that company and what their positions are, which gives them a lot of information in constructing that email. So they know, you know, this email should come from this person. They're the town administrator. It should go to this person. They're the head of payroll, for example. So, you know, you wouldn't want to mistarget your sender or receiver, because then it'll really set off alarm bells. You know, why am I getting this message? I have nothing to do with payroll.
It seems to me, Zach, that there are two types of these kinds of security breaches. One is when people are trying to get money or personal information that could lead them to getting money. The other seems to be just creating a virus, you know, that can really take down an entire network. I guess I'm more curious about the virus part. Why would somebody do that?
There's a number of reasons. I mean, the old thinking was just, you know, it's college kids just doing it for fun. And that's certainly a part of it. But there's sort of a big market in industrial grade attacks where the resources of these compromised computers can be amassed to, say, take down a major website for, you know, a brokerage firm, costing them millions of dollars a minute in fees, and, you know, to be used for blackmail or just sort of holding it over their head. You know, if you don't give me what I want, I have all this firepower at my fingertips and I will unleash it at you.
Now, in Vermont, you know, a situation like when Essex and Wilmington, much smaller scale type of thing here, it can be certainly challenging for people in these towns to deal with this. I mean, what can they do about it?
You know, security is not a glamorous thing. It's not something that's on the forefront of the minds of people when they set up a website or set up email. But if they are using a managed email product, you know, Google Apps, for example, they have spam filtering. They have things that will catch these sort of phishing attempts.
What are some of the latest attempts to hack security that you've seen specifically in Vermont?
There's a number of ones where the recipient will get an email claiming to be, you know, with an IT administrator or an email administrator and purporting that their account is going to be closed unless they click on this link and provide their login information. And once that person puts in their login information, it may actually go to the real site or it may just, you know, throw an error. But the bottom line is the attacker now has real login information that they can use against the company without having to do a whole lot of brute force attacks and things that may be really obvious to the actual email administrator.
So how do you stay ahead of tech-savvy folks like this? I mean, folks at ClearBearing, I mean, what do you recommend that companies, large or small, do in Vermont?
We obviously provide this sort of a service for our clients as far as folks on the ground in organizations, if you're up to date with your security on your computers, you know, you can stay ahead of virus-based attacks. If you have a good email provider that will provide these sort of services for you, then that can also at least give you a leg up on staying safe.
Is it fair to say, too, that if you see any kind of email that you get where you might have the slightest suspicion that maybe this isn't quite on the up and up, go to your IT guy in your company, even though you're always very busy? You guys don't mind, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing. The slightest feeling that you think this might be wrong is usually the right feeling. And definitely bringing it to your IT administrator is way easier. It takes way less time than recovering from, say, corrupted data or encrypted data or stolen data.
I wonder, too, and this is just sort of a philosophical question, it's almost like a cops and robbers thing. It seems to me the guys working on your side of it and the guys, you know, who are trying to do these hacks, I wonder if there's a kind of mutual fascination, maybe not respect for one another, but you guys are all very tech savvy. How do you feel when you see these scams come up?
The initial thing is, oh no, there's another one. But in some cases, there is actually a fascination where you have to give them some credit for putting in the time to make it look just like, oh, this looks like a real eBay password reset email. They did a really good job. You know, now how can I counteract that? What did they miss that I can use to fight back against that?
Well, we're glad that you're on our side. Zach Colgan works for Clear Bearing, an IT company. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.